I'm not giving him credit there.
Not too bad there, but from the right side.
60-20. 3:09 to go here in the third quarter.
Well, there's a little bit of momentum on the right-hand side. They didn't put their heads down like some might think. That says a lot about the players.
They still did come out here with some hustle. You know, we thought they looked a little bad when they came out in their warm-ups, but they're trying to play out here. And it would be real easy to pop it in and go home if I was them. They missed like the first 5 or 6 shots, and that's a roll there on them, but they're still hanging in here and fighting. And now we've got a multitude of tryers coming in. And for the backups, we've got Booms and Drake and Perutsky and Nowicki and Brian White. Coming in for the Warriors, we've got Tyler Preston's out there yet. Mike Saransky's out there. Tony Moravsky's out there. Rice and Bice complete it for the Northern Warriors. And Bice has on the left side. He feeds it inside. Can't get it. They throw back out to Bice. Bice was on the baseline and makes this 20-foot jump on 60-22.
Eric Bice had a great little head fake there and sent the ugly defender. He's really got quite that little head fake.
What a play by the Bearcats there. White started over to the right side to drive. Drake hit a cutting Booms, and Booms lighted up off the glass. 62-22. Bearcats with the lead. 1:52 to go here in the third quarter. Bearcats are in a man-to-man. On the right side of Bice. He throws it out to the right side, low circle. To Preston. Preston tries to push it inside to Bice. But we are going to get a traveling call. And again, another turnover on the Warriors. Booms inbounds the ball to Tyler Perutsky. Perutsky walks it up the court. Brings it across the timeline. Takes it to the right side. Picks up his dribble. Bounce passes it over to Brian White. Brian White tries to work it out of the corner. He's covered by two defenders. They find a wide open. The rookie cutting the back door. He does not open. He finds a wide open Drake for three. No good. Inside is Booms. Looking around for a rebound. He goes up. No good. And he's fouled. The Bearcats there tried a little bit of a trade to get the arrow loop there. It looked like they were going from the rookie, but the rookie was just too far under the basket there.
Well, that's some great solid passing by Ubley. They're getting a lot of open looks, and they just keep dishing the ball, so they're definitely not selfish players.
Boone's first shot is up and good, 63-22. Coming into the game is Ryan Krozak from North Huron. Taking a much-needed break is Tyler Preston. Booms gets the ball for his second shot. 30 seconds remaining here in the third. And Booms' second shot is up again. 64-22, Bearcats with the lead. 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Bice brings the ball back, feeds it to a cutting Krozak. Krozak loses the ball. Booms the third quarter pass up the drive. Drake misses it. Nowicki tries to tip on his chair, but he's pushed from behind. And Nowicki's going to go to the line 4-2.
There's that very trouble that North Huron's looking at. They've really got to stop and plant their feet, but move them so they can strip that ball.
And, of course, we've got the running clock going here. So you heard the buzzer in the background. It's going to end the quarter. But the Nowicki stands at the line. His first shot is up and good. It's going to make it 65-22. Meanwhile, the two teams huddle up. And the next one's going to go up. And it's no good. And we'll be back right after this break to start the fourth quarter.
Insurance. Not something everyone thinks of, but on the other hand, being without it could be a lot worse. Your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, Casey Yon, can help you decide which type of insurance policy is best for you when it comes to farm, auto, home, life, or health. Are you prepared to help meet your child's future education goals? Is it difficult to think of gifts to give your children or grandchildren that will last a lifetime? Ever consider giving life insurance? Farm Bureau Insurance can help put a financial value on your life. Your life may be busy and complicated, but with the help of your local Farm Bureau Insurance agent, life would be a lot more simple. Now with two locations, visit your local Farm Bureau Insurance agent, Casey Yon, in Harbor Beach, or by calling 479-3288, or in Ubley by calling 658-8538.
Hi, this is Casey Yon, your Farm Bureau Insurance agent in Harbor Beach and Ubley. From life-changing events to everyday miracles, we're here to help you protect the people, place, and things that matter most. Call us today in Harbor Beach at 479-3288 or in Ubley at 658-8538.
good news for soybean growers. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kindy has a non-GMO soybean program for new crop soybeans, and they're paying a $2.85 premium over current bids. For more information, call Farmers Cooperative Grain Company at 1-800-332-0858. 1-800-332-0858. You heard right. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kindy has a non-GMO soybean program for new crop soybeans, and they're paying a $2.85 premium over current bids. Call 1-800-332-0858 for details. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kindy is Huron County's oldest member-owned co-op.
Well, about 2 a.m. of the high school and home game in Minnesota. We still have music here for the North here, and we're going to hit the start of the fourth quarter. We do have a running clock going at 65-22. The Bearcats are over the North here, Warriors at this time. And the Warriors start out with the ball. Bryce takes it in up under the basket, and he got fouled hard, and it looks like he got hurt, but they took him right straight to the bench. I'm not sure if he got caught or what happened there. Do you know, Eric?
I don't know. There was a jump ball, and they really were rolling around for it. It was a good hustle play by both teams.
Yeah, nice play there by Kroger to try to save, but he threw it right back into the hands of Drake. Drake takes it up in for the layup. It's no good. Foul up there. Rebound by, looks like, Nowicki, and then Drake tried to tip it back in, and Drake gets fouled. He's fouled by Krozak. Krozak picks up his first. Team 6. Ubley will be in the bonus the rest of the way out here. And at the line is Austin Drake. We got a player here that checked in for North here, number 54, and I don't have him on my scorecard. And, Zach Ahern. Zach Ahern. Thank you very much to the fans there. Zach Ahern has checked in.
All right, Dylan Newell checked in. That's the player we didn't have on.
Number 55?
Yep, 55.
And you said that too?
Dylan Newell.
Dylan Newell. So we get him in the game and make sure that his family knows that he's in. We appreciate that help from our North Huron fans there. 67-22, Bearcats with the lead, 4:28 to go, and the ball. Booms has it on the right side in front of his bench, feeds it inside the Brian White in the paint. White throws up a little bit of a shot there, and the rebound is controlled by Mike Sharansky. Sharansky brings the ball up. He throws it over to Dylan Newell, number 55. He dishes it off over to Ryan Krozak. Krozak gets the shot into the paint. It's no good. Rebound trap down here by Mike Sharansky. Sharansky gives it off to Krozak. Krozak feeds it over in the corner to Newell. Dylan Newell. Dylan tries to drive in the paint, and he's fouled by the Bearcats. And right now it looks like North Huron coach is putting some of his players that doesn't see a lot of time, which is probably good, and he's probably also sending a message to his starters, looking to see who wants to step up and finish the game by playing a little hard here. Dylan Newell goes to the line. His first one is no good. Checking into the game now is Jake Sharansky, along with Carlos Pinto. That leaves us with Ryan Krozak on the floor and Zach Ahern on the floor. His shot goes up, no good. Rebound control there by Nathan Sorensen. Sorensen checks in for the first time tonight for the Bearcats. Bringing the ball up the court is Franzo. Franzo throws to Sorensen. Sorensen feeds it inside to Nowicki. Nowicki made a beautiful, strong move and go up. And you know, that's nice to see out of Nowicki, because I watched him grow up as a player. And he used to be a mild-mannered, gentle player. Now he's found that toughness, and he's developed into a really fine player for the Bearcats. Almost the second go-to good guy in there when they need him.
Absolutely. You got to be aggressive when you're a big man.
And that shot went up well there by the Warriors. Rebound controlled by Drake. Drake brings it all the way down the court, up and off the glass. 71-22, 3:30 remaining here in this ballgame. Dylan Newell brings the ball up the court. He dribbles to the right side, gets a hammer on it, feeds it over to Ahern. Ahern throws it up. No good. Rebound controlled by Jesse Franzo.
That was Nowicki with the rebound.
I'm sorry, Nowicki got the rebound. Ball over to Sorensen. Sorensen pulls up for the jumper from the left side. No good. Rebound shot played by Brian White. Right here, again, the smaller guy's out there, and he manages to tackle line up. It's going to be a jump ball. Possession stays with the Bearcats. Checking in now for the Warriors is going to be number 30, Forrest Maxwell. And checking back into the game is number 43, Michael Kruger.